this to me boggles my mind. Have you ever walked out of a movie?
Oh, yeah. Hell yeah. Many times.
Like you paid the $20 to see a movie and you didn't sit through the whole thing. You walked out.
Exactly. I don't walk out. I storm out.
Really? I've never done that.
Really?
I'm a cheap bastard. I'm going to stay. I'm getting my money's worth.
I walked out of Contact.
Really?
And I walked out of Avatar.
The number one highest grossing movie of all time.
Yeah.
You walked out of.
I saw it in IMAX, so that was my fault because I didn't realize that IMAX was going to make me so sick. Like I was really, really nauseous. Same thing with Gravity. I walked out of Gravity for the same reason. It wasn't that I didn't like the movie. It was that I thought I was going to vomit.
Oh, so you were immersed in the movie. So I get it.
Yeah,
IMAX is a little much, but it's very expensive, though.
Yeah, I was too sick. I couldn't stay.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And then, that movie Contact with...
Jodie Foster.
I was in like high school with a bunch of friends or whatever. We went to go see Contact because... Who's in it? Matthew McConaughey's in it with her?
Mm-hmm.
Also, big Matthew McConaughey fans. You know, we loved him. Loved him, loved him, loved him. And it was just so bad that it was like five of us, six of us going to see the movie. Me and one other friend walked out. We were like, this is terrible. Life's too short.
I got to go. No, I'm such the cheap bastard. When I would rent a movie on VHS, I would watch the whole movie, even if it was bad, because I'm getting my $3 worth. I'm not wasting money on a bad movie. And I think Netflix now and things like that have ruined us because sometimes I last maybe 5 minutes.
Yeah.
If you don't get me within the first 5 minutes, I'm gone.
Right. Exactly.
But here is the list of the top movies people have just walked out on.
Oh, great. Let me hear.
All right. Independence Day Resurgence, the 2016 version.
Yes, of course. Come on. Nobody was looking for that.
I couldn't even get through the movie on HBO Max. I couldn't do it. I went probably 15 minutes and said, that's enough. A movie I was really looking forward to, and I saw it at the movie theater, and it was horrible, Dark Shadows.
Which was that one?
That was Tim Burton and Johnny Depp.
Oh, right. Oh, I could see people walking out of that. Yeah.
It was really bad. It wasn't good.
What was so bad about it?
It was very bad. I can't remember why it was very bad, but it was just very bad.
It was very bad. Okay.
I mean, the TV show Dark Shadows was amazing, but they tried to redo it into a movie with those two. And those two either click or they don't.
Right, yeah.
It's either Edward Scissorhands or it's Alice in Wonderland. Right. There's nothing in the middle. It's either really good or really bad. It made the list, and I feel bad because I hyped it so much when we were on the air. Solo, A Star Wars Story.
Oh, yeah. I have friends that are huge Star Wars fans, and to this day, they're like, oh, that movie sucked. It's like, all right, calm down. You know, nobody put that movie out there to offend you. Oh, it offended me. Like, it makes them really mad.
It had Chewbacca in it. So for that, if you put a Wookiee in your show, I'm there. I'm sorry. To me, it wasn't that bad.
The Thin Red Line. What movie is that?
That is with, looks like Woody Harrelson. It looks like a Vietnam movie.
Oh, that was right. That was supposed to be like an epic war film. It was with Sean Penn, Jim Caviezel, Nick Nolte, Adrian Brody, George Clooney, right? Weren't they all in it? Isn't that the one?
Yeah, and people
walked
out.
They were like all in. What? The cast like that? Wait a minute. Are we talking about the same movie?
Yeah, The Thin Red Line from 1998. I've never seen it.
I mean, George Clooney was in it. John Cusack was in it.
And you don't even
Woody
know
Harrelson.
It.
No, I never even heard of it.
Yeah, I've never seen it. Also on the list, Batman versus Superman.
Yeah, people hated that movie. They hated it. They hated Superman. They loved Batman. That's what I heard people saying.
Yeah, I was so hyped to see that movie, and it wasn't good. From 2011, they walked out of Drive.
Oh, did they?
Yeah, people didn't like it. Yeah, they were trying to do a version of Fast and Furious, but they didn't. It was like slow and boring.
Right. Yeah, it was weird. It was Ryan Gosling was in that. And that was, remember, that was like the height of his career. And everyone went running to see it because of Ryan Gosling. Oscar Isaac was in it. Christina Hendricks, Bryan Cranston, Carey Mulligan. Mm-hmm. Huge cast in that. But yeah, I guess people didn't like it, huh?
Fast and Furious 7 made the list. People didn't like that. They walked out.
That's the weird thing about those Fast and Furious movies is that it's not like Harry Potter or Star Wars, where people go see it anyway, and they're like, eh, it's not one of the better ones, but at least it's Harry Potter. At least it's
got
Star
action
Wars.
And it's got drama.
There's something about those Fast and Furious movies that they're either like, they're all or nothing. People either love them or hate them. Even the Fast and Furious fans, even people that are like, these are my movies, and there's some that they'll be like, nope, no thank you.
Well, you would think, me, knowing me, that would be my movie.
Right, yeah.
Hot cars, hot chicks, accidents, people dying. I love it. But no, yeah. I couldn't tell you one Fast and Furious that I've sat through the whole thing.
Wow, okay.
And number one on the list of people just walked out of the movie, The First Purge from 2018.
No, they didn't like the original Purge?
No, this isn't the original Purge. This was like the third one, but it was called The First Purge.
Oh, when you said The First Purge, I thought you meant the original Purge. I was like, that was a great movie. Ethan Hawke actually did some of his best acting in that one.
No, this one, not good. It was, I started to watch it, 15 minutes into it, I turned it off.
Well, I have to say, you know, if you were dumb enough to go to the movies and spend the money to see The First Purge, shame on you. You got what you paid for. After the first one, it wasn't a story anymore. It wasn't interesting anymore.
Yeah, we get it. Once a year, this sound happens, and then people die. We right, understand right. that. And you're going to show us the first time it happened. Didn't we already see that 4 years ago? Wasn't that right. The First Purge? Yeah, so walked out.
It has the same problem that the Saw movies started to have. Like, initially, the Saw movies were great because you didn't know what was happening, and you were like, wait, wow, what's the challenge? Oh, my God. And it was so out there. But after, you know, sort of after you lose your Saw virginity by, like, Saw 3, remember there were, like, 8 of them? Mm. By Saw 3, you're like, oh, this bullshit again.